Amen. Amen. Please, can you turn with me to the book of Habakkuk chapter 3? And I will prefer New International Version or thereabouts, NIV. NIV, Habakkuk chapter 3, verses 1 and 2. Habakkuk chapter 3, a prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet upon Signot. 2, go further, please. Let's move fast. Look at it now. O Lord, I have heard thy speech. I was afraid. O Lord, revive. This is, I said NIV, not King James Version, please. NIV. You don't have. Oh my. And I will have brought my own. Does anyone here? Okay, please. Thank you. God bless you. Oh Lord, I'm reading verse 2 again. Okay. Well, let me start from verse 1. A prayer of Habakkuk, the prophet, set wide enthusiastic and triumphant music. O Lord, I have heard thy report. I have heard thy report of you and was afraid. O Lord, revive your works in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years, make known. In wrath, remember love, pity, and mercy. That's another version. Thank you. Before we begin to pray. The version I have I thought it was NIV. I didn't look at it very well. It said, I have heard your fames. Lord, I have heard your fames. I stand in awe of your deeds. And he concludes to say, renew them in our day. In other words, God, I have heard great works you did in the midst of the world. Great actions you displayed. I've heard them. I was not there, but I heard. I read about them. And I was afraid when I heard. In other words, when I heard of your move, of your power, I was afraid. Wow, this God is mighty. And now it concludes to say, he says, God, review that which you did at that time in our midst. I don't know whether you got the message. Did you get the message? The message is, again, I want you to get an understanding. I heard all that you have done in the past. I heard from people. I read from the book all that you did. And when I read, I was afraid. I saw your fame. I saw your glory. I saw your mighty acts. And I was afraid when I saw the displacement, how you display your glory. And he said, God, That action you took there, the way you acted there, the way you moved there, because you have not changed. Lord, review it and visit us like that. And today, that word will be fulfilled in our lives. I said, that word will be fulfilled in our lives in the name of Jesus Christ. You are going to pray now before you sit down. There must be a yearning. Because when I meditated on that phrase again, I was afraid. I said, wow, this is a man, Habakkuk. Said, I heard, I read, I have seen. You have heard the word of God. You have read, even if you have heard testimonies. Even if it is your first time of coming here, you might have heard great things that the Lord has done. The Bible says in the book of Hebrews, chapter 4, verse 3, the Bible tells us of some people who did not enter into God's rest. They did not enter into the rest of God. Not that God didn't want them to enter, but because of unbelief, because they decided not to cooperate with God. They decided that they are not interested in God working with them. And so they miss out and they suffer till they perish. That will not be your portion. That will not be your portion. Would you like to pray with me? Heavenly Father, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth, open your mouth. We have not come to play here. Heavenly Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I have heard your great works, and I believe you. I stand in reference of your great deeds. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I ask that you will visit me also today. In the name of the Lord Jesus, that you will visit me also, Lord, with your mighty acts, with your mighty deeds, with your awesome works, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord of heaven, I want to experience you. Lord of heaven, I want you to do something new also. Lord, I've heard great things that you have done. I've heard about mighty ways you rescue people. I've heard the mighty ways you intervene. I've heard the mighty ways you deliver. I have heard the mighty ways you heal. Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I believe great things you did. I believe this day in the name of Jesus Christ, I key to your presence. I key to your presence. Holy Spirit of God. Holy Spirit of God. Open the door of supernatural. Open the door of our pouring grace. In the name of Jesus. Lord. Lord. That you will review. You will review our heart. You will review your work in our midst. You will review your work in our midst. Yes, Lord. You will renew your work. You will renew it and review it. And you're the Lord of heaven. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, renew them in our day. Renew them in our day. Let this work be renewed. Let this work, oh God, be established. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. The scripture tells us, see, going back to that scripture again, the great and mighty deeds It takes you to believe in God before God can work for you. What made the people of Israel and what made many to lose their blessing is because they do not have trust in God. But today, your life will receive a new beginning. Things will be changed, and the power of the Lord is going to visit you in a new way. You're going to pray by the name of the Lord Jesus. I open my heart, I open my spirit for God's visitation. I ask that every barrier, every obstruction, every hindrance, let the fire, the devouring fire of the Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus, clear them away. Clear them away. Everything that hinders, everything that that impedes God's glory, everything that impedes God's power, we clear them away. Let there be a way into this life. Let there be an express way of God's power. Let there be an express way of God's life. Let there be an express way of God's glory. Let there be an express way of God's blessing. Let there be an express way of divine visitation, of divine healing, of divine breakthrough, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let the hand of the Lord be revealed in the name of Jesus. Let the hand of the Lord be revealed. Let the light of God shine upon my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the sun rise upon my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Let the sun shine in the name of Jesus. Let the light shine out of obscurity in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord of heaven, mighty God, send your light upon my life. In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Brakataburiakusha. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I'm reading another scripture to us. Maybe this is going to be the last we're going to read, and then we sit down and when we pray. Psalm 50. I'm reading verses 1 to 3. The mighty God, even the Lord, has spoken and called the earth from the rising of the sun unto the going down thereof. Verse 2. Out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God has shined. May it shine upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. Verse 3 says, our God shall come and shall not keep silence. The Lord will not keep silence. A fire shall devour before him, and it shall be very tempestuous round about him. If the Lord will come and he will not keep silence, will you keep silence about your case today? So when you have some people to pray, it is that time they will be thinking and they will close their mouths. And we have always been saying, whenever you are good, when others are praying, you know, there are problems when you don't pray. Let me just tell you one problem. One problem is that the enemy that is sent out from somebody's life by the person that the person is grieving, once he begins to search around and see the next person to enter, and you may be the target. You know, most of us do not understand what operates in the realm of the spirit. This is that time some people will be discussing when they are praying, when some people are releasing. And that is why we do not want, when we are doing deliverance, you always send people away that don't come near. Some people who get, you know, they get their problem, the transference of the spirit. When he knows, when the spirit leaves someone and he discovers that this person broke booms, he enters. And that person will be free. A number of us, we do not know what operates in the spirit. May the Lord grant us opening. in the name of Jesus Christ. Today, may you open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. If you don't know how to pray, just be praying, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Don't keep your mouth shut at any level. Don't allow any strange spirit to enter into your life. Because the one that is praying beside you, as he is praying, the thief, the fire of the Lord will locate that thing and send it out from him. And if the thing leaves him and he enters into you, you carry a rueleru. Why must you carry a rueleru? Would you like to pray with me? Father, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the name of the Lord Jesus, thank you because you will not keep silence. You will not keep silence concerning my case. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, let your fire, your divine fire, your divine fire, your divine fire, go before me, Lord. Do it before me, Lord. And devour, and devour, 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 devour all strangers in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus, everything, everything that want to bring destruction, everything that will not want to hinder me, Lord, let your divine fire go before me and consume them. In the name of the Lord Jesus. 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 Rimaka shekayaka. Maya paya kataya. Likrabaka yaba. Makayakalabaka. Makrabaka ya. Makrakata yaba. Makoriaka shekete. Riprakata yaba. Makrakata yaba. In the name of the Lord Jesus. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Krakata Zikata Mekatak Robos. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Would you like to have your seat? Have your seat. I welcome you again to the presence of the Most High God. Welcome you to the time of the faith clinic. And out of Zion, the perfection of beauty, God will shine over you in the name of Jesus. Today we are considering what I call invasion. Invasion of robber's den. Invasion of your robber's den. And we take our scripture from the book of Matthew, chapter 21. Okay, 20, Matthew. Matthew chapter 21. And I read the scripture to us. I will read from verse 12. And I'm going to stop at verse 14. And Jesus went into the temple of God and cast out all them that sold and bought in the temple, and overthrew the tables of the money changers, and the seats of them that sold doves. And he said unto them, it is written, my house shall be called the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. Verse 14. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and healed them. And the blind and the lame came to him in the temple, and he healed them. Healing came, deliverance came, because the den of thieves or robbers were first of all dealt with. The dens of thieves and robbers. Jesus needed to deal with the dens. And what is the den? What do we call by den? What do we call dens? Dens is a hidden, the hidden place. The hidden place of robbers. The hideouts where they hide themselves and they begin to operate in a way that people will not see. They secretly perform their enterprise in a secret place. They do not perform their actions in an open place. When you see robbers and thieves, robbers, except some sophisticated Nigerian robbers now, who do some their gymings during the day, and then they carry their gun and stand in the middle of the road, But somewhere along the line, some of them also still put some masks upon their faces. But it is known that when you are talking of the dens, we are talking of the place where, a hollow place, the place where the enemy tried to hide, to perpetuate his evil action, to work out evil counsel. And when they are hurting, they strike, they mobilize, they do so many things in their hidden place. Invasion, I said invasion. Invasion is just penetrating. You are penetrating into the hideouts of the wicked. You are attacking. And in penetration, when you are talking of invasion, invasion comes in an offensive manner. In an offensive way. You do not wait for the robbers to come to your house before you act. You act against the robbers. Your spirit is against the robbers and say, no, I won't permit. They will not. God forbid, if there are robbery attack in a particular environment, in a particular road, and you live or reside in that place, what do? You keep quiet and be looking at them. Huh? Some, and maybe they are robbing the second or the third house to your place. What will you do? Huh? You begin to do what? Of course, you will start praying. Not prayer of fear. But you want to declare that, Lord, arise. Arise. Shift their attention away. Lord, demobilize them. Render them impotent. But if you are to wait until they begin to knock your door, then you begin to say, why have I not, risen up early to attack these people? So, invasion of robbers. There are many robbers. There are many aspects of our lives that robbers have, done so much in our lives. But this morning, the host of heaven will invade them on our behalf. They are going to rise and invade. We are going to cooperate with the host of heaven to rescue our lives from all the robbers of our destinies. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. When you talk of robbers, you are talking of those things that have robbed you of every blessing that you have. You have been denied. Denied of your promotion. Denied of your appointment. Denied of your joy. Denied of your admission. Denied of your peace. Denied of your fruitfulness. Every denier that you have experienced, it is as a result of the robber. By the authority of the power of the Lord will rescue you in the name of Jesus Christ. The host of heaven will invade the camp. We invade the den of the lion on your behalf in the mighty name of the Lord Jesus and destroy all their dens in the name of Jesus Christ. But before we go now to this prayer, the scripture tells us that Jesus, the Bible says, Jesus cast out all that sold and bought in the temple and overthrew the tables. In other words, there are some things that must be done before invasion of the host of heaven can be accomplished in our lives. And those things must be done this morning so that heaven will take action and we act appropriately on your behalf. The first thing that you have to do, the scripture says, there are things that must be overthrown. So there are things that have been, there are negotiations going on within, in your life, in your heart. And what does that mean? A negotiation in your life means that you are unstable in the presence of God. You are very, very unstable. Your faith is not stable. You are not stable in the presence of the Lord. Some of us, our spiritual strength, our life has been depleted. We do not have any solid fellowship with the Lord. No strong fellowship with the Lord. There cannot be any invasion. When you are looking for invasion, when heaven wants to invade, when the heaven wants to step into the affairs of your life, then you must be a man that is stable with God. Some of us, we do not have time to pray. We do not even spend time to pray. No study, no meditation of the Word of God. All that we do is to come to the church on Sunday. And some of us may even do a little bit higher. We come on Wednesday. And some few of us, we try a little again. We come on Friday for prayer meeting. But when it comes to the issue of personal contact, when the robbers are there and heaven wants to invade them, heaven will say, we don't have any reason to invade the robbers of this life. Because he is not a stable person with you. He's a visitor to the presence of God. Heaven recognizes who are the visitors. If you are a visitor in my house, of course there is a level that I will hand over or deal with you. But if you are a member of my household, of course I will go extra mile. So, our life demands a life of stability with God. We need to be stable in the presence of the Lord. How much time
do you spend in the presence of the Lord? A life that is full of immorality, iniquity, and you hear the word of the Lord every time, and you still compromise, and you are living a double life, a dual life. And you are expecting an invasion where the enemy can say, this is an immoral person. This is a life that is full of immorality. A life that is full of iniquity. I say, we cannot. We are going to invade this life. The enemy will say that. A life that does not value righteousness and uprightness cannot be invaded by the host of heaven if the enemy wants to come in. When we are expecting invasion, we must be ready to offer our lives unto the Lord and let our life be stable. You cannot operate or be operating a life of immorality where you have girlfriend, you have boyfriend, and you are expecting heaven to invade into your life. It is not possible. Light and darkness cannot work together. Life and darkness cannot work together. If you are practicing any iniquity, any uncleanliness, any immoral way of life, it is not possible that heaven will invade the den of the wicked for you. No. And that is why you see that some people run from pillar to post. They run from mountain to hills. They move from mountains to all manner of places to no, for deliverance, for breakthrough. But it is as if God is far. And God is not far. If you are here, God will do it. If you are stable in the presence of the Lord, there's no need for running up and down. All that you need to do, just like Jesus told Martha, you know, just told Martha and said, look, Mary has chosen the right place. He has chosen the right thing. The right thing is for you to choose so that you do not run up and down. Jesus is here. He can do it. Habakkuk said it. Habakkuk told us and said, look, God, we have heard it. We have seen you. We have people have told us about great things. Our friends, our loved ones, we know they have shared some testimonies about your works and power. But we are saying, Lord, that you will also visit us in your mercy. He wasn't looking for a place. He knew that where the problem is, it was with them, not with God. God does not have any problem. The problem God has is the problem of man. The man was not ready for him. May you be ready for him in the name of Jesus Christ. May you be ready for him in the name of Jesus. The second thing that will bring invasion is a life of sacrifice. Life of sacrifice. We just mention this thing before we begin to pray. So that by the time we move, as we are progressing and want God to work on our behalf, we will see that when we operate in this level, we begin to experience him in diverse ways. Life of sacrifice. Psalm 50. Let me just quickly brought our attention to Psalm 50. Psalm 50, we read verses 1 and 2 the other time, but verse 3. But let me go straight to where the Bible says, verse 5. Gather my saints together unto me. Those that have made a covenant with me By what? By sacrifice. By sacrifice. And where you have sacrifice, okay, please join it with verse 8. Join it with verse 8. I will not reprove thee for thy sacrifices or thy burnt offerings to have been continually before me. Link the two together. A life of sacrifice is a life that attracts help from heaven. Most of us, either youth or adults, we are not sacrificing for God. A man that wants divine intervention. When you are talking of divine intervention, you are talking of supernatural things. Ti a riri until you oye eyan lo. Ti opolopo ma fi ni pe we have never heard about this before. This is the hand of God. That is a life that works a life of sacrificial. A sacrificial life. The Bible says, God said, look for people who have covenant with me by means of sacrifice. Means of sacrifice. People who have decided they are going to sacrifice their time, sacrifice their life, sacrifice their energy, sacrifice their money for me. And when they do that, that sacrifice cannot be made or cannot be, can never be let go, because I will look at that sacrifice of their lives. And anytime there are issues, I will step into their matter. I will intervene. It takes just within the twinkle of an eye to send the holy angels and the hosts of heaven to establish the counsel of God and to deliver. When you live a sacrificial life for the Lord, heaven will attend to you. It is good to come to the church, but it is much more better to live a life that is sacrificial unto Jesus, unto God, every time. That heaven will know that you are paying this price because of God. You are paying this price for the kingdom. And heaven will say, Father, how do we compensate this your daughter? How do we compensate this your son for the labor and the efforts he has put in for your kingdom? How do we bring something for him? And heaven, we say, yeah, let's go into the book of record. Let's go into the book. What has been the major request that he has been crying for? What has been the major issue? What has been the major issue? And heaven will open, and then this is the matter, and they will send it. May heaven remember you today in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And then may heaven remember you today in the name of Jesus. Decide today to have a change, a new life, to live a sacrificial life for God. But that was what made Jesus to be the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings. That was what made Jesus to be the author and the finisher of our faith. That was what made him, what made Jesus to be the King of your life. Because he lived a life, a sacrificial life. As he lived a sacrificial life, the Bible says, the devil could not hold him captive. The grave could not take hold of him. The power of death, they could not undo him. Death could not hold him. Grave could not hold him. And many of us, we fear so many things. We have feared so many things. The reason why we fear, because we are not important in the kingdom. Again, if you are important in the kingdom, if your life is important in the kingdom, note that heaven will rise for your sake and fight your battle. And say, no, you cannot touch these ones. No wonder the scripture says, touch not my anointed. Huh? Touch not my what? Anointed. Because the anointing of God cannot be wasted. God cannot permit his own to be wasted. Am I making any sense to us? We are going to pray, but we must establish some truths. If we establish these truths, then our prayers within a few minutes, it is done. And so, remember that a life of sacrifice is needed to live a life, a victorious life, continually. For invasion of the kingdom of darkness in your life, then you must live a sacrificial life unto the Lord. Times you have been toiling, you have been laboring, and your labor has been like a fuel for fire. But do you know that today, if there is a change, no power will be able to turn your labor to fuel that is wasted. No power. You see, begin to see that God will support you back. Heaven will back you. Everything you lay your hand will prosper. Effortlessly. You put 10 naira in this place. God, just a little effort. No, you just see it multiply. Why? Because heaven is backing you. Because it's this a life that is living a sacrificial life for God. We are talking about invasion of the robbers of them. And we are looking at this matter, how the Lord Jesus Christ drove out all that was selling and buying. And the scripture tells us again, before we begin to pray, the Bible says, those who were not only the money exchangers, the Bible says, he overthrew the tables of the money changers. He overthrew the tables of the money changers. And what are these? The tables of your hearts. There are things that you must overturn. In other words, there are some philosophies, some ideologies, some things that you must turn that may make the Lord to invade and then remove them. And then do something new in your life. God wants to do it. God wants to do it. He wants to turn the table. He wants to overthrow the table. He wants to, upturn the seats in your heart. And that is your heart, the issue of your heart. The matter of your heart. Where unbelief is deeply rooted, where all manner of evil thoughts are deeply unrooted, the Lord wants to upturn it. All manner of iniquity are deeply rooted there. The Lord wants to upturn it. Want to upturn that table. Want to remove that table and clear the table and remove those things. Break into your life so that every healing, you will receive your healing, you receive your breakthrough, you receive your deliverances this morning in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it says, and seeds of them that sold those. Because this, your life, is a life that is the temple of the Most High God. It is not a life that is meant for immorality. It is not a life that is meant for iniquity. It is not a life that is meant for fornication. It is not a life that is meant for uncleanliness. It is not a life that is meant for lying. No, for all manner of things. It is not. It is a temple of the Most High God. And God wants to upturn, God wants to destroy the table of all iniquities now. And when he did that, the scripture says, again, the Bible says, and the blind and the lame came to him in the temple and healed them. And healed them. And he healed them, and he healed them, and he healed them, and he healed them. Would you like to rise on your feet with me? Like to rise on your feet with me? The power of God is available to heal now. The power of God is available to deliver now. It's available right now. It's available. It's available. But there are things that you need to do. There are things you need to act upon right now. There are issues that you need to address right now. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the matter we're talking about, the things that have been sold and brought, sold, purchases, negotiation in your life. You want to say, Lord, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, all this negotiation that are going on within my life, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, I hand over my life to you by the power of the Lord, that all negotiations that, Lord, you will root them out. You will destroy the negotiation that is going on in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, you will empty my life. You will uproot or you will destroy all these negotiations in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All the negotiations in my life in the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, Lord of heaven, King of glory, Lord, I cry unto you in the name of Jesus. Every evil that I have gotten myself involved in, every iniquity that I have been introduced into, every immorality, every cultism, every association, drinking, smoking, every evil that I've gotten myself involved in, today in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, I plead for your mercy. I plead for your mercy. I am sorry, Lord, for every area where the enemy has invaded my life, all the activity of robbers in my life. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I know that you are the one that can only deliver me. Lord, rescue me today in the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. I want to you to deal with the matter. All the tables that the Lord has to overthrow in your life. All the tables and seats that have been deeply rooted in your life. All the manner of things that you know that are deeply rooted in your heart. You just see yourself, you know, doing some things. You know the iniquity in your heart. You know the morality. You know the perversion that is going on within you. You know the secret sin you get yourself involved in. You know the way you are doing things. You know that you have lost your relationship with God. You know that you are not stable in the presence of God. You know your state of things with the Lord in the presence of God. You know that if the devil come now, he can push you anyhow. You know that you cannot receive support of heaven. I want you to go before the Lord I want you to go before the Lord. This is not a religious activity. This is a prayer. Go before the Lord and talk to the Lord concerning your life. I want you to talk to the Lord concerning your life. I want you to empty yourself before the Lord in the name of the Lord Jesus, so that evil can invade the workings of the enemy in your life. So that the enemy of heaven can invade, that there be an invasion. The Lord must be justified. The Lord must be justified. The Lord must be justified to act on your behalf. The Lord must be justified. And by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, you know your relationship with God. You know, you have lost control. You have lost your relationship. You have missed it. You do not enjoy fellowship. You do not have time for God. Everything is casual. No time for the study of the word of God. No time to read. No time to meditate. No time. You just move in and move out. You pray. One manner, you pray. You just pray. Suka. You pray and you go. Because there is no fire in you. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, let the power of the Most High God bring a revival upon our lives. In the name of the Lord Jesus, let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. Let there be a revival. In the name of the Lord Jesus, when last did you wait? When last did you fast? When last did you stay in the presence of the Lord? We like to tell the Lord, Lord, revive me. Lord, revive me. Lord, revive me. Connect me back. Connect me back to your presence. Connect me back to your presence. Connect me in the name of Jesus. For some of us, our connection, the connection we have, the bridge has been broken. It has been broken. But you want to say, God, connect me. Holy Ghost, connect me. Connect me back to the presence of the Father. Connect me back to the presence of the Father. Yes, you find it difficult to pray. You find it difficult to pray. Yes, you can call upon the Lord. Father, release your fire upon my heart again. Release your fire upon my spirit again. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, thank you, eternal Father. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Kings. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. In Jesus' mighty name we are praying. We deal with this one aspect before we move into this, our miracle now. Don't worry, the time of miracle, it does not take God's few seconds to heal. It does not take God's few minutes to do his power. All that you need, once you connect back, it works. Within a twinkle of an eye, he performs his work. So the prayer that I want you to pray is that, Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus, release your fire upon my life. Release your fire that in the name of Jesus, I will not be empty again. My life will not be empty. 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 In the name of the Lord Jesus, Lord, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord of heaven, let your power flow. Let life flow. Lord, fuel my life. Fuel. Let the power of the Spirit fuel my life. Again, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord. Let every task for iniquity be quenched by the fire of the Holy Ghost. Every task for drinking, for smoking, be quenched in the name of Jesus. By the fire of the Holy Ghost, let every emptiness in me be filled up with your strength and power in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let every strength in me, every emptiness, Lord, fill every emptiness in my life. Let every emptiness be filled up by your power and your spirit in the name of the Lord Jesus. Right now, Holy Ghost, take over my life. 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 Take over my life. Take over my life. Take over my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, King of Glory. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we have prayed. By the authority of the power of the Lord Jesus, you now have power to invade and launch an offensive attack upon every enemy of your life right now. Will you go ahead to launch an offensive attack over the counsel and plan and program, everything the wicked has programmed into your life, every agenda and decision, every programming, every evil, every determining purpose, begin to launch an attack by the name of the Lord Jesus, that you are no longer the person you saw before you enter the church. For the host of heaven is with you. The presence of the Most High is with you. The God of the host is with your God. By the authority of the power of the Lord, we launch an attack. The host of heaven launch an attack against every onslaught, against every wicked. Oh, launch an offensive attack by the power of the Lord. Every evil plan, every secret cancer, every hidden power of the robbers, in the name of the Lord Jesus, robbers of your family, robbers in your life, robbers, oh robbers, every chief over your head, over your finances, over your academics, over your finances, over your academics, over your health, over your business, by the power of the Lord Jesus Christ, we launch an attack by the revelation of the power of the Lord, dislodging, breaking their hold, breaking their cancer, breaking their plan, destroying their workers, in the name of the Lord Jesus, destroy the destroyer, break every grief, destroy, lose the hold of the wicked, lose the grip of the enemy, lose, in the name of Jesus, lose the plan, lose, set the enemy ablaze, in the name of Jesus. Brakataga. Zekata labara, zikata rababa, malabra baka labaya baja, rebra baba 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 baba, yemaya braba graba laba, yekala baba baba baba, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in Jesus' name we are praying. We're going to launch an attack, a violence attack, against the enemy of our health in this assembly. Every health issue, every health matter, please come to the altar here. If there are health challenge, you have an health challenge, you have something about your health, you just that's been there, maybe I don't know the number of times, but today the host of heaven is going to launch an attack against them. In the name of Jesus Christ, we've settled the issues with God. So every ground the enemy is standing upon over our lives can no longer stand. By the name of the Lord Jesus, every issue of your life, I want you to begin. We're going to declare and go to speak in the name of the Lord Jesus. Yes, you must have a testimony. The Lord must appear on your case today. The Lord must appear on your issue today. The Lord of hosts must appear over your matter today. The host of heaven must appear in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. All that it will take for the Lord to do, yes, the heaven will address them in the name of the Lord Jesus. Every medical report, every medical case, every even medical, psychological, whatsoever the issue is, whether in the body, in the system, in the organs, in the tissues, in the head, in the heart, whatsoever the issue is, this morning in the power of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, we would like to attack, launch an attack. You are in the presence of the Lord. Launch an attack, an onslaught against invade the den of the robbers in your life. Invade the den of the robbers. They are all robbers. They are all thieves. This your life, it does not belong to them. It's a property of the living God. The Lord says, this is the temple. All those money exchangers, all those tables, and all those chairs, all the seats, the Bible says he overthrew them, and those things have been overthrown. And so therefore, every form of affliction, weakness, disease, in the name of Jesus, infirmity, whether known or unknown, name or he has no name, the name of Jesus is above you all.
by the power of the Lord, we address you in this place. We command in the name of the Lord Jesus, by the power of the Lord, we lay an onslaught of the hosts of heaven against your work, against the robbers of this life. In the name of Jesus, we command the power of the wicked to be broken, the yoke to be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, all the instruments of the wicked over this life, you are destroyed. All affliction, spirit of affliction, infirmity over these bodies, you are destroyed. Upon the head, upon the head, upon the eyes, upon the shoulder, upon the neck, upon the heart, upon the womb, you are destroyed.
In the name of Jesus. Today, the Lord appear unto his people to heal. In the name of Jesus. Right now, as the people of God are standing before him, Lord, this morning, we rebuke the spirit of death. All of death, the Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus. Grip of death, the Lord destroy you. In the name of Jesus. We declare every den of robbers, den of robbers in this life, by the power of the Most High God, you are destroyed. We command destruction upon every den in the mighty name of Jesus. We destroy the den of the devil in the mighty name of Jesus. The yoke of the devil, you are broken, and the grip of affliction, in the name of Jesus, you are broken. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the anointing, we release the power of the Holy Ghost upon your life to destroy the spirit of infirmity in your life. In the name of Jesus, we break the hand of the enemy and the den of robbers over your life. In the name of Jesus, we command, let the lion of the Judah, yes, devour all the robbers of your life. In the name of Jesus, let the power of the robbers in your life be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Lord, today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let the yoke of the robbers be broken over this life. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we decree by the Spirit of the living God, let the hand of the robbers and the Lord of robbers be destroyed in this life. In the name of Jesus, by the power of the Most High God, let the yoke of the robbers over this life be destroyed in the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, all yokes and the power, the stronghold of robbers, the stronghold of robbers, those who have invaded this life and have made this life the habitation, by the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, lose your power upon his life and go out in the name of Jesus. We command in the power of the Most High God, let the yoke of the robbers be destroyed in your life today. In the name of Jesus. Holy Ghost, touch this life. Let every hole of the robbers and thieves in the name of Jesus Christ be destroyed upon this life. Yokes of robbers, you are destroyed. You are destroyed. You are destroyed in the name of Jesus. Yokes and the whole of robbers, the thieves, for this is what the word of God says. Jesus has come to give you life and give you in abundance. So every other thing contrary to life, by the name of the Lord Jesus, they are destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father, let the yokes of the robbers and the power of robbers, affliction and infirmity, be destroyed upon this your son now in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, by your power and your anointing, the yoke of robbers are destroyed. And I command right now, let the yoke be destroyed over your life in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke of robbers and the power of the rulers of darkness, in the name of Jesus Christ, be destroyed. And the plan of death over you is hereby terminated and broken, destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. Right now, everything that the enemy has stolen from your life, by the power of the Most High God, let the power of the Most High God, in the name of Jesus Christ, destroy the work of the robbers in your life, in the name of Jesus Christ. By the name of Jesus, recover, recover. Holy Ghost, the yoke of the robbers, they are destroyed. The yokes of the robbers are destroyed. And everything the enemy has stolen from you, by the name of Jesus Christ, we command a restoration over this life in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. In Jesus' name we have prayed. And finally, as we round up, there are some of us that you know at one level or the other, we have lost one thing or the other. Maybe you have lost something in your dream. You are looking for certain things in your dream. Things, you lost some ish things in your dream. And you look for it, you did not find it. And if you are there, while others are seated, please just rise on your feet. You are not coming to the front. Just stand on your feet. Because of the time, just rise on your feet. Can you place your right hand upon your chest? Father, the power that located the axe head inside the river is alive. Lord, the robbers invaded these lives to steal. But we thank you, Jesus, because you are the one who recover the axe head inside the water. You are the one, even when Jesse was looking for the axe that was lost, you are the one who made Saul and Jesse to recover. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, everything the enemy has stolen in this life, every destiny that has been thwarted, every blessing the enemy has stolen, today we command, let there be a restoration. In the name of Jesus, let there be a recovery. In the name of Jesus, right now we command the power that stole your blessing. By the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, let them return them back to you. Let them return them back to you. Let them return them back to you. Yes, in the name of Jesus, get it back. Get your blessing back. Get your peace back. Get your joy back. Get your health back. Get your destiny back. In the name of Jesus. There's one of us here. Every time you are there, you always experience struggle. Struggle, you toil when you sleep. You labor. At times, you'll be panting when you wake up. The Lord is delivering you today. Some of us here, we have been weary. We are already tired. You are getting tired. But the power of the Most High God If you are among those people who are now, if you are seated, if you are not among those people who are standing, please just rise. That case, that's your case, rise. The Lord is touching lives. The Lord is touching lives. You know that you toil. You know you labor. And you, when you go to sleep, you see yourself also laboring. You fetch water. That's what I saw. You fetch water. You fetch water. You fetch water. You fetch water and fetch water. And you just woke up. And some of us, we are carrying loads. We carry loads. We see loads when we are when in our sleep. We carry loads. We are burdens that the enemy put upon us. You want to say, God, today I receive my freedom in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. If you are there, to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, Lord, every load the enemy has put upon this shoulder of this, your people, Lord, in the power of the anointing, we destroy this load. We destroy the load. We destroy the load and every power that is making them to labor, to toil. Oh God, toil, oh Lord, empty toil. Empty toil and make them to labor in vanity. Today, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, the power of the Lord rescue you. The power of the Lord rescue you. The power of the Lord rescue you from every form of toiling. Today, in the name of Jesus Christ. Every heart that is weary, I receive strength to your spirit being. I receive strength to your soul. I receive strength to your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, eternal Father. We bless you and worship you. Thank you, Father. Because, Lord, your people shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. They shall recover. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Can we put our hands together for our Lord Jesus?